Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I pulled out my galoshes from storage, and I don't want to scare anybody, but there were some spiders in there.
No, just no, Sarah. I consider myself kind of fashionable, but I'm being pummeled online by the world's ugliest clothing ads from like the Salem Witch Trials collection. I'm not an old witch hag, geez.
I ordered a pizza for delivery last night, and when the guy pulled up, he handed me 3 pizzas. What did I do?
Oh, you know what you did. I got a splinter from my chopstick and a nail in my tire, but you will not destroy me.
No, you won't, universe. Have such a good day. Hello, world, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. We've missed you.
Episode 124. Hello, old and new friends and strangers. We love all of you equally.
All of the people.
All of the people of the world. Yeah. How are you today?
I mean, you might be a German Shepherd listening to the show and being like,
oh, that'd be awesome.
Excuse me. I'm a totally into that. There was a, I'll get into this in a minute, but that there's, do you know the dog breed Belgian Malinois?
Uh-uh.
Very similar to a German Shepherd, but different.
Okay.
But same look, same idea.
Okay.
And I saw a Malinois puppy the other day, and like the ears stick up straight. Mm. And they're real big ears. And oh gosh.
I think I know what you're talking about. Can they be black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. I know. That's kind of like on my list, on my top five of the kind of dog I want.
Oh, of the kind of dog. Oh yeah. Boy, the Malinois are real nice. But anyway, yeah, the puppy the other day stopped me in my tracks where I was like, look at your ears.
Oh man, puppies. I totally have doggy fever. I mean, I get stopped by like, even like, some scrappy mutt. I'm just like, oh my God, you're so cute. You look like an old man.
Well,
but y'all, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. I mean, hopefully it's entertaining. Hopefully we don't make you put your head in your hands and start crying, but we
Boy,
are all in
are
this
we
together.
Trying. We are.
Desperately.
That is the point of the show. Heather and I took a week off last week.
It's been a minute.
And we appreciate everybody's patience. It's just been a terrible year. I mean, it's one thing after another. We are limping along to the finish line here and
yep.
and doing our absolute best.
We are. And you know, I think Sarah, if we do one thing somewhat well on most days, I mean, we might have days where we fail at this, but man, it's like, I can get into the rhythm to just laugh at all the bullshit, you know, and just find humor in it because kind of that's all we got, you know, at the end of a day. And
it's
man,
true.
Just, you got to laugh about it.
It's true. Yes.
Don't let the universe laugh at you. Laugh with it is my advice.
Yeah. Laugh with the universe or you're losing. So that's
exactly,
that's our, you know, our great advice for the day. But yeah, this is a fun, safe space. As many of you know, Heather and I have both been going through some pretty trying times as of late, and we're happy to be here. This is always a bright light in our week, and we hate to miss shows.
We do.
And it happens sometimes, but we're here, and I wanted to. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not kicking it off with all that much, rainbows and sunshine. But I wanted, on the last show, I talked about how my cat Lucy was doing okay. She was like getting euthanasia, and then they told me, hey, give her a little bit more time, And so I was feeling really kind of like, okay. I'm like He-Man here. I'm going to save my cat. And she ended up passing away less than a week later. And that was, I don't even know how to explain how hard something like that is, but it was hard.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It's such a individual journey. And especially with the furry friend thing is a family member. Lucy's been with you for so long. For how many years? I mean, gosh, over 14. A decade.
Yeah. Well, it's over a decade. Deal. And there are lots of reasons why, the thing about the timing of this, that I just kind of like, I'm like, shake my fist at the universe is like, here I was, just about a week out of, breast cancer surgery, cancer, are you going to die, Sarah, kind of thing. And, things were sort of looking up, but I was obviously moving really slowly. And mm-hmm. I couldn't do things like pick up anything that was, more than like a cup, right? Like you can't pick up things that are, of any weight. I couldn't pick her up, even though she wasn't a huge cat. It's like she was over 5 pounds. I mean, couldn't pick her up safely without hurting myself. And she started to take a turn, and I was at my mom's, recovering. And, here we are kind of sequestered into this guest bedroom, and she's obviously having a terrible time. And it just, I kind
terrible
of just
timing.
Like, it. I mean, yeah, it was just,
couldn't
it was,
worse.
It was nightmarish, really. And I felt very, very much like I couldn't do anything. And yeah. I had taken her in to the vet, and, that I talked about this on the last show, that, they said, hey, Sarah, you might want to just give her a little bit more time. She just had major surgery and everything. And I did. And it became pretty clear. She actually did okay for a couple of days. She mm-hmm. really gave me hope, where I was like, okay, here, this is what she does,
Yeah.
She comes roaring back, and we're going to be okay. And it became clear that wasn't going to be the case. And I'll spare you the details, but, for anybody who's kind of been with an animal who's, really going downhill, it's like, it doesn't take long for you to say, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Like this is more about me than her at this point, and it's not, mm-hmm. it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So she died. And it was hard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm crying. I haven't really said this out loud in a while, but anyway.
No, it's totally okay. This is a safe space. You even said so at the top of the show. And yeah, we all love Lucy. I think we were all the Discorders were, I mean, I feel like we're family and.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so that was, it was the right thing to do, but, it was hard. And the next morning, like a crazy person. I think, some of you will definitely understand this feeling. Like I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm going to go rescue a cat. Mm-hmm. And the Humane Society, which is like the closest, like nice shelter in the area that I live in. I was like, you know, looked it up on my GPS and just showed up Saturday morning. Friday was when Lucy died. So Saturday morning, you know, I got Otis in the back. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I show up and, you know, I'm kind of like trying to find some, like, where's the entrance, you know, kind of thing. Somebody comes out and they're like, hey, we're so sorry, but you have to have an appointment. We're not doing, like, you can't just like walk in and look at pets anymore. It's, you know, because of COVID stuff, like, it's not how it works anymore. You have to call us ahead of time and make an appointment.
Yeah. I actually tried to go to a shelter the other day and it was like every place was like, you have to have an appointment. And I was like, huh? Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I was sort of like, oh, all right. Well, when can I come? And they said, how about tomorrow? So I was like, okay, I'll make an appointment for Sunday. And I left and I kind of, you know, as I was leaving, I was like, okay, Sarah, like, think about what you're doing here. You know, you are being super reactionary. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, there are needy animals that need you at all times. But don't do something rash because mm-hmm. you're grieving, you know? Like, yeah. like process some grief.
Sure.
And then think about what is best for you and, you know, your little furry family. Mm-hmm. So I think it was actually a good thing this happened. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I went back the next day. You know, I had an appointment, didn't want to miss it. And I went and saw a couple cats. The Discorders know about this one cat that I was really into. He has since been adopted because I didn't pull the trigger. But you know, I went and saw a couple of cats, and
Ralph?
It's weird because like
his name Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph got adopted. Ralph by me. Yeah, he you know hot commodity.
Yeah,
you know, he was a hot dude. There was another cat that I saw, and a beautiful kind of Siamese mix type cat, and she, you know, they when you go in there, you know, it's weird because I used to volunteer at an SPCA, so it's just very different than how it worked when, you know, I kind of was in the mix, you know, where I walk in and they're like, well, who are you here to see? And I'm like, well, I'm here to see Kabuki. That's her, you know, shelter name. But, you know, but I want to see like all of them. And they're like, well, you can't really. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But so I was able to see Ralph the cat just because he happened to have the, you know, the room right next to her. Anyway, so I saw this cat and she was, I mean, adorable, just lovable, great. But she is, and Heather, you probably know a little bit about this, like one of those cats that gets overstimulated quickly.
Yeah, you know? I own one.
Where
of
you're
those.
Like petting, purr,
and then they
purr,
bite
purr.
You.
And then it was like,
yeah,
you know, where
totally.
I'm like, well, that's not a good voice. Mm-mm. And she kind of attacked me a couple times. And not like, oh, you know, no blood
kind
was drawn.
Kind of in a playful way. Yeah.
It was playful, but it was almost like she was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so I felt just bad. You know, I was like, this isn't, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know? So I left and I called them yesterday because I just never came back. You know, so I was like, I don't want them to think like I'm some deadbeat person who like looked at a couple cats and just like didn't care enough to follow up. Like, yeah. I do care. I just can't totally do this right now. Mm-hmm. So I called yesterday and left a message. The person who called me back was actually the person who was like my handler the day that I was there. Real nice girl. And she said, hey, Sarah, you know, I was hoping you'd call back. I think you and Kabuki might work out nicely. And I said,
wow.
Well, you know, I mean, she just seemed pretty touchy. You know, and like I live with a dog, you know, like that would have to be, you know, part of her life and, you know, all the stuff. And she said, yeah, well, I think she's settling in. I really think you should at least give her another shot, like at least another visit. Mm-hmm. You know, like you might have gotten her on kind of an off day. So I'm going to go back there on Wednesday.
Oh, I like this. It's something, you know, no matter what happens, you can visit Kabuki and, you know, she can be a bud for a minute. I mean, there's no pressure. You don't have to adopt her, but yeah. It might be a blessing, you know, you just never know in disguise.
Yeah. It's weird because there's part of me who's like, I mean, what am I even thinking? You know, I look at like the litter box is still in my apartment. Yeah. I haven't even gotten rid of it, you know, because I'm like, I don't know. It's not dirty. It's just sitting there. It's like, what do I do with it? You know, and there's all this like cat food and cat litter and stuff that, you know, I had bought ahead of time. And that's not a reason to get another cat. I know that. But I just feel like, you know, it's...
I think you've always had cats. And like, I don't think it's... I don't know. I think that getting another cat could be a great thing, like right away, because it sort of... It's not like you're going to forget about Lucy. It's not like she's, you know, out of your mind and heart. It's just like, you know, getting another little dude or little lady for your family, you know, it'd be a different personality and a totally different animal.
Yeah.
It might cheer you up.
Maybe. And, you know, it could be a nightmare. I don't know. And, you know, again, there's no cat in my house right now. We're still trying to figure it out. But I really did feel like... over, you know, just over a week ago, I was like, I'm being crazy, you know, like I'm like trying to cover up grief with something else. And that's not the right thing to do, you know, at least for me. And now, you know, only another week has gone by, but it's like, the shock has sort of worn off, you know, I'm not expecting to see her, you know, for a while I was like, every time I went around a corner, I'm like, where is she?
Yeah.
You know, or I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be like, is she not on the bed? Like, where is she? Kind of weird stuff. And now I'm Just I'm mellowing into it. And Otis totally misses her. He's just, you know, her litter box is in the bathroom. It's the only place we have room for it. And, you know, he never goes into the bathroom. You know, it's like, what's in the bathroom for him? Nothing, you know? And he's in there all the time where I'm like, what are you doing in there? You know, and it'll kind of come out like, sorry. And like, because he's looking for her.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cute.
Oh, that's really sad. Yeah. We'll feel it out, you know?
I'll feel it out. And obviously I'll keep you posted. I didn't even, this morning I woke up, you know, it's Monday. And a friend of mine texted me like, hey, you know, we're going to Boston for the week. We'll be back on Saturday. You know, where I'm like, what are you doing in Boston? And then I realized, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Like, people are doing things like that.
They're traveling. Apparently, a lot of people are traveling this week.
Traveling. They're going
to statistics.
They're going places. They're doing things. And, you know, I'm obviously going to be with my mom. My mom lives in my vicinity now, which is super great. And I just forgot that was this week. I mean, I woke up and was just like, it's Monday, you know, all right, long week. And I'm like, oh, it's actually kind of a weird week. But I thought like, boy, do I want to adopt a cat on Wednesday? And then it's like Thanksgiving on Thursday where I like kind of would like be like leaving the cat alone a little bit. Because
maybe you should wait till next week.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Like, I'm really trying not to be manic about all of this. I worry that I am being a little bit. And, you know, if anybody has any advice for me, I'd love to hear it. But I also just, like, I love the idea of, you know, having a little cat, not being alone for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, what if you visited Kabuki like you have scheduled this week and then say it goes really well and you're like, I actually really want her. Can I pick her up on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday? You know, and you can like,
maybe
you could do that.
Maybe, yeah. I'm keeping it real. I'm trying to be really mellow about all of this.
Yeah.
Because I know myself and I can get a little out of control.
You can be impulsive.
You know, yeah, exactly. Impulsive about these sorts of things. But You know, on the mend, on the mend. Life goes on.
And it really does.
Maybe that's the takeaway from all of this is that it does, and you're never going to have the same life you had yesterday, and so you just do the best you can.
Yeah, you have to mourn that previous life a little bit, but you can't spend the rest of your life mourning it. You have to move on at some point. And yeah, that's the hard part, is like, how long is the mourning process? You know, I think it's different for everything and everyone. Yeah. And every creature, you know, so.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, imagine like one of my uncles once, he lost his wife and like got married like in like, I don't know, it was a couple months later. And like, wow, the entire family was like, damn, really upset with him, you know, it was like, you're being crazy. But for him, it was like, it was all he could do, mm-hmm, to, you know, yeah, try to make sense of something that didn't make sense to him.
I mean, I guess whatever works for you, and take it day by day. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing right now with everything. And just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so I'm just going to enjoy the day as much as I can. And so, well, indeed, it has been a minute, Sarah. And listeners, yes, it feels a lot longer than a minute, kind of like one long ass dragging, limping along snail minute. Where to begin? It's really good to be back, to see you all, hear you all, or just, you know, knowing that you're there. But, you know, I won't get into this, into too much detail about this. I don't want to belabor all the yucky stuff, but some of you know, most of our patrons and Discorders know that my mom was in the hospital. She actually still is in the hospital. It's been about 10 days now. And, you know, I would say there's like a slight uptick in her attitude about it. And I think when you have a better attitude, it helps you heal. We're still waiting for some results this week. So really it's kind of status quo at this point. But I, again, day by day, just I'll know more tomorrow. I'll know more the next day, and then we'll kind of go, yeah, from there. But
yeah,
hopefully, you know, she's probably likely not going to make it home for Thanksgiving. But yeah, you know, shit happens and you just got to deal, you know, you just got to deal. I mean, unfortunately, you know, bad stuff comes with life, and again, got a deal. So the good news is I did get home to some beautiful weather, and all the quail and deer and woodland creatures came down the driveway to greet me. Aww, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't nice. That be cool?
I was like, really? Wow. Yeah, wow. It's like Bambi up in here.
But, you know, I was thinking, you know, obviously it's the most like generic expression, but like, you know, timing is a bitch. Timing is everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, we talk about this a lot. We talk about time. And I just think it's really funny because you find yourself in situations where you're like, oh man, this is great. But then it's like, you're not in the right space to enjoy it. Like for example, on this recent trip I took, it was not a vacation. As most of you know, I went to visit my mom. So I went down to the Bay Area, and in fact, I stayed in Santa Cruz, and I decided to get myself a little room in a bed and breakfast just to kind of, I don't know, have my own space. I mean, I have family in the area, but it was just such a chaotic time. I thought, you know, I'm just going to, yeah, stay down the just street for my little sister and, yeah, have my thing. So I ended up in this like kind of crazy suite with this ridiculously large bathtub with jets. I mean, you could fit like four people in there. I'm not sure why you would do that, because that would be kind of weird, but, and a super nice fireplace, a view of the ocean. And it's like, I'm in there going, I don't need this. I'm not even going to use it. Like, I'm not using the bathtub. It was just one of those things where I was like, man, I would use this if it was like under different circumstances.
Right.
But then, you know, on top of that, another example, I guess, is, you know, I leave for about a week, and the day I leave, the guest from hell moves in for a week plus. And I don't want to say
this is
that,
like an Airbnb guest.
Yes,
right?
An Airbnb guest. Yes, to clarify. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to talk shit about anybody. And, you know, because I'd like to say that, you know, she's actually one of the nicest people. I don't know how that's even possible. You have like the guest from hell, but she's also incredibly nice.
Sometimes you peel the layers of the onion and you're like, I actually don't hate you, but you're a nightmare.
Yes, exactly. It's like, it is your worst nightmare, Sarah. Seriously. Like, I thought of you every step of the way, every single day. It started out innocently enough. Okay. You know, I'm getting you know, little like on Airbnb, it's like, think of a chat, you know, it's like you think of it, it's just a chat window, but yeah. It's on the platform or it's on the app. And, you know, they ask questions and it pings you in an email. So every time that a guest like contacts you, you'll get an email with it also. But I'm like, I always have that window open, so I kind of see stuff. But still, I do get pings, which I should probably turn off, but you kind of can't because, you know, you're...
Oh, I mean, yeah, because when you miss one, then
exactly.
It's a problem.
It can be a problem. So the first, it started out innocently enough, as I said, with a question. She asked, can you recommend, well, first of all, it was like, hi, Heather, hope you're having a wonderful day. Can you recommend any grocery stores nearby that sell organic produce? Fair enough. That is a fair question. Then, separate email, about a half an hour later, maybe an hour. Are there ice trays in the freezer? And I'm like thinking, I think so. I mean, I don't know. Like, we have an inventory of your main like things on the website. You can look at the amenities.
Like probably something that just came with the fridge.
Yeah,
but, like,
probably.
Haven't looked
but
in a while.
I mean, there's a guest in there now. I kind of can't go over there to look, but I think so. But like, let me get to that when I can. Then, literally, she wrote another question: : Is there a steamer pot for vegetables? Thanks. That's a tough one. I'm not really sure. I'll have to get in there at some point and take a look.
Like a
vegetable steamer. No, like, you know, you put like a little steamer basket, like in a pot to steam vegetables. No, just wait. Then, and these are all separate notifications. She didn't write all of her questions all in one.
I know the type.
Yeah.
I know the type where
like,
you're like,
play
keep it going, girl. Let's see what you
play.
Got.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So her next one was, are you okay if we move over to texting for any further communication? My phone number is blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
And that's actually a flag.
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's a flag. I always tell people, for example, somebody that, there are people who are staying here for Thanksgiving. They've been here before. In fact, they've been here a couple times. They like it here, you know? So like, we're good.
Yeah.
And she and I text because I've kind of gotten to know her to the point where that's not super weird. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, it's like, no, let's keep it on platform.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to move it off of that unless there is.
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
If it's an emergency, obviously call me, like a real emergency, you know? But like, you know, this kind of communication, it's great to have the paper trail. And so anyway, so I basically said no, but I was very nice about it. And, you know, all along my response is I'm very nice. And I actually think she's a lovely woman. So, you know, no hard feelings. But then, you know, meanwhile, like I'm driving like a six hour drive, you know, there and back and all around. I'm visiting my mom in the hospital. I'm seeing family. I'm pretty tied up and I'm not like sitting in front of the computer at the ready, right. Like waiting for or doing work. And so I'm like, I'm really out and about and I'm moving around. So there was so many pings that I'm like, I can't contact her right now. Like, it's just, you know, so anyway, I think I wrote something back like, if you have any other questions, I mean, feel free to like ask them all right now kind of thing, you know? So the next thing was, hi, Heather, is the water at the cottage well water? Thanks. Hi, Heather. I could not find the recycle bin. Is there another shed besides the one with the laundry here? Blah, 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 blah. Then, great. Okay, I found the recycle bin. It's empty and there was no indication what it was. But now that I know, I think a sign might be nice for the uninitiated. I'm like, agreed. Smiley face. Then, Sarah, then she locked herself out of the house.
Oh, my God.
I know. And so, thankfully, I have a... strong man on the property that came to my rescue and let her in, but still I had to coordinate it. This is all again happening.
I mean,
do
you not have extra keys?
Well, we do. These? I mean, yeah. You know, my boyfriend who lives in my house, you know, we have the key. He knows where
like
it is.
Like boyfriend partner could be like partner.
Yeah.
Like my partner did it.
My partner.
Because he takes care of ish. Yeah.
Come on down to the square dance.
No, I wasn't trying to be like, don't you have another key? Like, of course you just weren't around and it's just like chaotic.
Yeah. And it's like the key is in a certain little bat thing at the house. And I had to explain, you know. So then I'm coming to the end of the story. Hopefully you guys aren't falling asleep. I think it's actually quite amusing. And this is why I'm kind of doing a play by play, because that's what she did to me. And this is over the course of a week. Okay. And many of these questions were happening like throughout the day, like morning, noon, and night. So then, you know, toward the end there, she says, "Hi, good morning. Is there a pickup from this property?" And I'm like sitting there going, a pickup. What does that mean? You know, like, okay, don't know what that means. I think I wrote her back, like, "What do you mean?" "Oh, a pickup for the US mail here. If not, where's a good place to mail a letter?" And I'm sitting there just going, "Do you got Google? Do you got Google Maps on your phone?" Like, oh my God. Yeah. Seriously. And
it's
why
so
would
true.
Why would USPS, I mean, we'd have, oh yeah, we have a special time of day that USPS comes out to our property down this long road and driveway to like pick up outgoing mail. I mean, that's laughable. We don't even get USPS to come to our house. We have a PO box because they do not deliver. But anyway, long story short, one of the last days I was down there, my boyfriend sent me a text with a picture of an Amazon box. It said like, "For Charles," which is my cat's name is Charlie, Aunt Charles, and several people have sent me packages, including you, Sarah, that have been addressed to some of my cat's names. And so Elijah's just like, "Did you order? What is this?" You know, and I'm like, "You know what? I haven't really been ordering from Amazon lately. I don't know what that is." And I don't know. And so basically a while later, when we were kind of dumbfounded by like, what is this, you know, Amazon package? She basically said, "We had an Amazon package delivered care of you to my husband, Charles. I'm guessing they must have delivered it to your house. Would you mind checking with your partner to see if he has seen it? Thanks so much." And it was like, Sarah, it was like, and you know, granted, she's still here. Hopefully she's not listening, but she booked an extra 3 or 4 days, and I haven't heard from her today other than I did actually hear from her today, but it wasn't a question. It was something else. It was a statement, which I always prefer. Anyway, I just thought you'd find that very amusing. It was definitely this like low grade, just like constant badgering, like the whole time I was gone.
Just super passive aggressive.
But she was very nice.
Stuff.
Very nice.
And that's the thing is that, you know, people, I'm sure she is really nice. I'm sure she thinks, "Hey, I just have questions.
Yeah.
So I got to ask them. And, oh, I thought of something else. So I'll send another note, you know," mm-hmm. instead of like putting it all in one like bullet pointed, you know, note that you would prefer and I would prefer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people just have such weird
communication etiquette
styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
And yeah, like, you know, the fact that she's staying, like, she likes it. She likes it. There.
Oh, she did know? Say in between, she loves the cottage. She's really into it. She said a few nice things, but it's just a constant badgering, you know?
Yeah. There was a, I told you on the latest episode that we had a recycling bin go missing.
Mm-hmm.
Never found it. Someone stole the recycling bin. I don't know why. They did. And
anything
I
goes
this,
out there, Sarah.
Really does. I call up the Recology, which is the, you know, the company who's doing all our garbage and recycling. And I was like, "Here's the sitch. I don't know where it went, but we need to. I cannot run a vacation rental with one recycling bin. Like, I mean, two are overflowing if someone, you know, is here for a week. Like, it's like, you know, everybody's just like weird, you know, wine bottles and, you know, whatever." And, you know, it was one of those things where the folks, you know, at the company, they've heard me, you know, I've called a couple times and been like, "Hey, garbage didn't come by this Wednesday. What's up?" And they're like, "Oh, sorry. We'll like send somebody out tomorrow." And I'm like, "But why didn't it come out originally?" Okay, whatever. I don't even care. But with something that requires like, because basically whoever, you know, the account is under has to pay for the new recycling bin.
Sure.
Like,
yep.
They don't just like give you a free one.
Nope.
Because I'm like, what if I like, I don't know, like burned it or something, you know, like they don't know what happened to the recycling bin. And so they were like, "Well, but, so are you the person on the account?" I'm like, I'm not. I'm just the person on site. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, so happy to do this for you if the person on the account calls us. And that person was not available for like 4 days, where I'm like, we're going into Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit.
I got a big old family here. They're here now. Big old family here. Like, they're going to make a big old mess. We need that recycling bin. We need it soon. And it's okay now. I don't even really know why I told that story, but it's just like an example of something where it's just like, oh, of course. Like,
yes.
It's just such a process.
Yes. Everything is a process. It's so true. It's like, man, it's funny. And while I was gone, like, surprisingly, like the biz, like the, like, you know, the kind of property business was humming along, and I did some work while I was on the road. Nothing crazy happened, but like there was a lot of stuff that was happening at the property that thankfully I have a helpful boyfriend who dealt with it. We had to get a whole new septic pump. We had to get, we had a water situation, you know, we had like a pressure problem. So we had to change filters. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? I mean, it's funny, you know, on another show, I'd love to talk about the good and the bad of like living in the country, kind of off the grid, and then living in the city where you have all these utility services that basically take care of everything for you, even though you're kind of at their beck and call. It's like, what are the, sometimes I'm like, well, God, you know, living in the country is a lot more work, and it's actually quite expensive because you have propane, you have septic, you have a water, you have to have water tanks. Like, and so in my mind, I'm like, well, it seems a lot more expensive to live in the country. You know, like, what are the benefits and the downfalls? Like, is it worth it? Like, I guess what you're really getting is you don't have to have neighbors. You have space.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's like, sometimes I'm just like, man, it's a lot of work. Like, what am I doing? But it's also, you know, it has some benefit. It has to, or people wouldn't do it, you know, but I find it interesting too, because it is quite expensive to live in the country. And, you know, I don't think everybody has money who lives in the country. And it's an interesting conversation for another time.
It is. And, you know, this the kind of segues nicely into what I wanted to talk about next, which was I'm not moving anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But so I've my entire life, I have my parents never owned a home until I was in out of college, I think. You know, mm-hmm. we just, you know, rented and lived where we lived. And sometimes we had to move, you know, and nobody wanted to, because that's what happens when you're a renter. So I'm really, really used to that way of life. So, yeah, my mom, she's super, she's chill. She's got her lovely house now. And, you know, she's not going anywhere. But like, I never lived there. Mm-hmm. I never knew any house that was like our house.
Yeah.
It was always like our house for now, and then, you know, we move around. But we always lived in the country, you know, kind of what you're talking about, Heather, where I think, you know, particularly my dad, that was really important to him. You know, he wanted space. Yeah, he didn't want to, you know, be living in, you know, what he would say, you know, was like a tract development, even though there's totally nothing wrong with that. Like, he just didn't want to be
personal preference.
Yeah, he didn't want to be around other people all that much. He maybe a little people,
a little, you know, reclusive. Maybe there's a lot of those people up here, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, and the thing is like, actually, not that kind of person at all. He I don't know. He had like PTSD from the war, and like there are all sorts of reasons why, you know. Anyway, when I was quite young, my parents, you know, we always lived just in the country, not always in the same place. Once I was kind of school age, we lived in Sebastopol, California. And that's where, you know, I ended up graduating from high school. But like, even so, like, we lived in like four different houses the entire time. It was never like, oh, my childhood home. Like, I had no childhood home.
Yeah.
There just wasn't one. It was just where we lived until we had to move. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I think, you know, I'm self-diagnosing a little bit, but I get this weird thing after about 2 years, no matter where I live and how happy I am and how comfortable I am, where I'm like, what's next? You know, like,
yeah,
time to move.
Totally.
You know, I'm
Nancy.
Ready. I'm ready to move.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, I have now lived here for just over 2 years.
Wow.
2 years and some change. And I'm not saying I'm going to, trust me. I mean, this is not, 2022 is not the year for me to make a lot of big changes. Mm-mm. Like, I'm just happy to be alive.
And you have such a cute little place.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, nothing's wrong, but mm-hmm. it's like, there's that
nagging
little,
feeling. Yeah.
That, yeah. Like in my mind of like, but like, what's next? You don't mm-hmm. own this place. Like, you're not going to be here forever. Don't get too comfy.
Yeah.
You know, like think about where you'd like to pack up and move next. And it's really a blessing and a curse because mm-hmm. I don't want to move, but I'm like, I'm always ready to move.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you've
adapted to that. You've adapted. So maybe your body's just kind of like perked up after a few years. Like, well, wait, aren't we moving? Like, this is what
yeah.
I'm used to
and
doing.
Like, and like the next place will like have all the things that this place doesn't have.
Of course.
And that's a fun thing about moving, you know,
it is
like,
kind of fun. You're right.
You know, I've moved from places that I loved a lot, you know, to places mm-hmm. that like, you know, we're different, but I have so much better light in the kitchen, you mm-hmm. know, like stupid stuff, just
sure.
silly stuff. But, I'm sort of fighting that right now, that
yeah.
feeling of like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
And it would be really nice to just be like, oh, you're never moving. You're just here forever.
Yeah, like
but I don't even know if I want that either.
I know. It's the human condition. It's like grass is always greener, but then it's like it's funny because I, depending on the day, you know, I feel the same way. And it's funny that you bring this up, Sarah, because I've been having this restlessness too that's kind of new. And, you know, I've popped out of town a bit in the last, you know, 6 months, and my goal is to, I've always thought that my goal is to have, you know, I mean, my fantasy is to have like a pied-à-terre, blah, 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 somewhere else. And it has a different climate, maybe in the desert. I don't know. But, mm-hmm. you know, before that, that's not going to happen right now, especially with like real estate and just, it's crazy right now. So, but I definitely, I'm getting that too. I'm getting that kind of like couple year itch. And I want to have a little bit more of a variety of scenery. But then when I come home here, I'm like, oh my God, it's paradise. You know, so it's like this, it's like, we're just like walking contradictions. It's like, I want to leave, but I want to stay. I don't know. It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I'm a Sagittarius too, which I know doesn't mean a lot to you guys out there. But supposedly we are roamers. We like to roam the earth and move around and so I don't know. I mean, I think maybe if like maybe we traveled a little bit more, or maybe we, you know, took the show on the road to Mexico or something, you know, maybe we would be less antsy. Because I know that, I mean, I haven't gotten on a plane in a while. You know, I haven't gone anywhere exotic for a while. And maybe if I did that more, I would be less inclined to move houses. Because, you know, moving is a bitch. And it would be nice not to have to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, every single time I move, I go, this is it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I hear you. Trust me.
I'm so unhappy. You know, there's always like some like crazy thing that happens that you didn't even think about. And yet, you know, I know that like it's not totally up to me because mm-hmm. if I'm a renter, I'm, you know, you're always temporary.
Yeah.
Even if you're a long-term renter, it's like, it's still, you know, you can get bounced out of there.
I don't know, man.
Anytime.
I feel the same way about owning. I mean, I still feel like this is a game of Monopoly and I don't own this house, but honestly, like it's kind of similar. Cause I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, gosh, this place could get enveloped by the ocean and then there goes my house. or I don't know, can't afford this lifestyle anymore. Or, I mean, so much can happen, you know, I guess. And also, I mean, owning a house is, I think I was hard on myself about that, like not buying my own house when I was younger, but I'm kind of glad I didn't, now that I know what it's like to own a house. It's super expensive and there's always things that break, and you can't just call your landlord to have him fix the toilet. You have to deal with it yourself. And so I think, again, with everything, it's just like apples and oranges. And, you know, I think down the road, it would be nice to have a very modest bungalow that's new and modern and just like where nothing's going to break for many years. And, you know, maybe it's not as such a huge structure, you know, where everything is, you know, the bigger, the more issues you have, you know, potentially. And I don't know what the answer is, Sarah, but I totally get that antsiness. And I think that's part of just being human. You've also been laid up for a while. And I totally get antsy when I've been laid up and I haven't, like, you know, gone anywhere for a long time. But man, I really feel the holidays coming on. I don't know if you do, I guess, and I'm talking about holidays, D-A-Z-E. You know, that expression's been around for a long time. And I remember, I guess, kind of when it came around and I thought it was kind of lame. I never used it. Like, it was just like, kind of stoner or something.
Oh, like the idea that, yeah, like you're in like a daze.
Yeah, holidays. What are you doing for the holidays? You know, like that kind of thing. And I just thought it was sort of silly. But I don't know. I kind of like it this year. I think it just kind of, it's working for me. And the loose definition is kind of like, you know, the feelings of kind of excitement, but also confusion that we have between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It could also kind of mean that maybe you're getting drunk after all the chaos of the holidays and shopping for Christmas presents, and you're kind of in like a holidays. I just, it's like this last year has felt like the earth has fallen off its axis and I've been spun out into like the universe, into like another, I don't know. I can't really articulate it. It's just a lot has happened. And a lot of stuff that I guess never anticipated. And, you know, last holiday I was in a bit of a daze because my dad was ill and our holiday was kind of squashed. I mean, and I think as much as I've wasted.
Kind of, it very much was.
It was. It was squashed.
You know, it's like, talk about grief.
Yeah. I mean, it was
terrible.
So now I'm kind of like, this whole year I've been thinking, you know, I'm trying not to grouse about it, but it's like, I've talked to you about it. I've talked to on the show about it. Just, gosh, like, what is this holiday going to be like? You know, I kind of dread the holidays a little bit because of that. The year's coming to a close. You know, what's next year going to hold? The anticipation. You know, there's good and bad. It's like there's excitement because it's festive. You can see people and have fun and maybe have some, you know, champagne. And but it's bittersweet now because of last year. And so I'm kind of like anticipating. I'm not sure what I'm anticipating. It's just the unknown, I guess. And so now that my mom is in the hospital and we're right back around to where we were last year with my other parent, and me and my sister are just kind of like, what, you know, what is going on? Like, this is not happening. And I've had a pretty good attitude about it. I think I'm in a much better mood than I normally am in like these months, you know, because then my birthday's coming up and I tend to, you know, get sort of, I don't know, in my head. But my whole week this week was, you know, thrown into total uncertainty because I wasn't even sure when I was coming home. And I got home yesterday from visiting my mom in the Bay Area, and we had this plan to have a Friendsgiving at my house. We have a great like farm table. I do love hosting. I love having like a little party. And so I was going to invite my local, like my local besties over, and we were going to listen to music and smoke a turkey and make some strong drinks. And I didn't really know until, well, today that like, all right, let's keep going on this idea. Let's do it. Cause I think for a while I was like, I don't know if I should do anything. I don't know if I'm in the right space to host, but I kind of decided I made the conscious decision yesterday that I'd like to do it. I think it'll be good for me to get my mind off of things, have a good time, hopefully. And it's maybe a good, it's good medicine for like maintaining my sanity. You know, I may have to leave in the middle of the night and go back down there, but I'm planning on having as much fun as I can before I go. And, you know, I think, that's all I know for sure, you know, and again, taking day by day, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's like a day, a few days from now, where I can maybe let go of things a little bit and have some festivities to bring me some joy. I'd like to know from you guys, what are your plans for this holidays, AYS or AZE, you choose, and how do you maintain your sanity during the holidays and during the winter months? It's not just about the holidays. But email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Please do. I actually, I've got this, my wood cabin where I'm just cold all the time. But there's a heater. It works well. And there's, in my studio where I am now, there's a space heater that if I turn it on enough ahead of time of me being in here, I'm super comfortable in here now. Otherwise, oh, it's frigid. And it is not like, it's not snowing here. I know it can be so much colder. But I also live in a cabin with, you know, there's no insulation. I mean, half the windows, if you look at them, like you can see like the crack of like the outside because like they're not sealed. There's no ceiling going on. So like, I will crank up I'm not even kidding, the heat to like 90 degrees. And you think that's insane. And it's probably low 70s in the apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Because, but it's all just going, you know, it's all just being burned off. Like it's such a waste.
Yeah, totally. It's so true. Oh my God.
You know, and it's just
don't even get me started.
Yeah. And I mean, even when I go to bed, it's like, sure, I'll turn it down a little bit because like I'm going to be under a bunch of blankets and stuff. But like, I still, you know, I get up and pee in the middle of the night kind of thing. Like, it's like, I mean, it's, you can't really turn it down that much or like you're almost sleeping outside.
Yeah, and I like it when it's like we'll crack our window. Like even last night, it's getting pretty cold at night. It's in the 40s, you know, and it's nice today. It got up to like low 60s. But, you know, I like the chilliness in the room, but I don't like it when like my face is cold, like where my nose is cold and I'm in bed because I don't want to put a blanket over my face. I can't breathe.
I love that feeling.
When your nose is cold?
I do. Yeah. We've talked about this, Heather. But
I can't keep track of everything. I'm sorry.
I like a cold face, but I like warm ears.
So yeah, I like warm ears too.
There are all sorts of like weird Eskimo things that I'm doing where I'm just like, okay, perfect.
You're definitely a weird Eskimo. What do you guys do? You guys out there listening, are you guys weird about cold ears or cold nose, cold mouth, eyeballs?
Yeah. How do you do it?
Yeah. Jump into Discord, $5 a month, and you can chat with us real time.
True story. Speaking of, if you're like, how's that work? Become a patron. You don't have to join at the $5 level. You can join for as little as $1 a month. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddday is where you can find out more about that. However, for those at the $5 and up month, if you so
per
desire...
Month, yeah.
What did I say?
You just month? Forgot like a conjunction.
Yeah. Per.
Yeah.
Per's important. You can join our Discord and we've got a great band of Discorders. We talk about it in every show, so we won't belabor, you know, how great
no
everybody
belaboring
is.
Here. But they are.
But they are, and we would love all of you to be part of it if you so desire. But really the point is we want to be directly supported by our community.
Our people.
That was always the point of the show. Mm-hmm. It still is. We offer an ad-free feed for those who are not patrons, and that's fine. But the more that we have direct support, the more, you know, we feel like we've got something going on here. So keep that in mind and thank you in advance.
Yeah. And yeah, the more the merrier, and the more we can do, the more support we have, we can expand our horizons. But thank you to all the patrons out there and Discorders for their well wishes for all of our trials and tribulations that Sarah and I have had this year. You guys have been such a supportive crew, super loving, and it makes a big difference. Really, really appreciate you guys. So we've got one new patron, Travis Pugmire. Pronouncing that?
Woo, woo, woo.
We have an increased patron, Michael Saffel.
Michael, thank you so much for the increased patronage.
And we have a new Discorder, Avila Cranfill, a.k.a. Avimatic.
Avimatic, I saw you in there. thank you so much for being part of our Discord. It's a great group. And yes, the more the merrier. Thanks to everybody who continues to support us and our new supporters. Super great. You know, I don't want to kvetch too much, but you know, you've all been extremely nice to us.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months.
We're lucky, you know, ladies.
Let's be honest. We are lucky. and it has been hard AF. and you know, I look, you know, I keep telling people like 2022 is going to be our year. And you know what? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But let's just get through this one together.
Exactly. Well put, Sarah Lane. You know, and it's good to see you too. You know, we've been off the saddle for a couple weeks here, and it's always good to reconnect.
It is. It is. On that note, bye, Heather.
No, I know. Well, you know what? We'd like to dedicate this show to Lucy, a.k.a. Lut Lane. This is the show for you, Lucy, and may you rest in peace. We'll never forget you. Never forgotten.
Thanks.
Yeah, sorry for bringing it up again. We love you guys, and we will see you again next week, as long as the Earth does not fall off its axis again. And in the meantime, jump to Discord, chat us up, and have such a good day.
Such a good day.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.